Hey, fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess, and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Welcome to entry 4. Super excited about today's entry. Today, we're going to be talking about accounting as a fashionpreneur. If you are watching right now, you see I have on my shirt that says Welfare's Most Wanted. I actually made this shirt a few years ago. So we're going to share some tips for us, people like us, things we need to know. To really stay ahead in this industry of fashion and overall any business, just some things we need to know about accounting. There's a lot of things I've picked up on from having accountants over the past 3 years. I had one accountant in Baltimore. When I relocated to Los Angeles, I got an accountant in Texas. He's amazing. His name is Ephraim. And he does some really dope things for me. And one thing that he had just put me on to was this 5-account system. I know he got it from a book. I'm not sure what exact book it was, but I know he got it from a book that an accountant had wrote. And he basically restructured my finances so I understood how much I was actually making. At first, I didn't understand, this is what was happening at first. I have 4 businesses. They all were in one bank account. They weren't separated at all. So I'm seeing, oh, you're making this amount. You've reached 6 figures, but which business actually reached 6 figures and how much is it costing to operate? So we learned early on that we need to separate the businesses. So I have different banking accounts for each business now, and I have 5 accounts. And I remember walking into the bank and creating 5 different bank accounts for one business, and the bank teller looked at me like I was crazy. But again, with entrepreneurship, there's a certain level of insanity that comes along with it. So I knew what I was doing, and I'm going to share that with you guys today, why I set up 5 accounts per business and why you need to set up 5 accounts per business as well. Hopefully, I'll have Ephraim on here really soon. I know that he'll be at the Fashionpreneur Retreat 2020. I'm so excited. He'll be sharing our 5 account system plus much more for you guys. So make sure you check out the Fashionpreneur Retreat 2020. It's coming up in LA, March 12th to the 14th, 2020. This is not that far away. So you can find out more information at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Also, Ephraim will be teaching a class. He's actually creating a class within our curriculum at the Fashionpreneur Academy. So if you're interested in learning more about the academy and what we do, definitely check us out at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. All right. So today is all about accounting as a fashionpreneur. We're going to get into the launch budget and the bank accounts required to operate as a fashion business owner. So today I got my notes in 2 different places. I have a lot to share with you all. So let's get straight into it. So first, we're going to start with Fashioned for Success, as we always do. I want to share with you guys some tips that will really help you guys understand how to unpack the best practices as a fashionpreneur. All right. So tip 1, straight to the point, hire an accountant. First thing I want to tell you guys about today, hire an accountant. So once upon a time, I've never operated my business without an accountant. Well, before I was full time, I did actually. So once upon a time, I was operating in confusion. I actually remember one time my business got forfeited and I had to pay for reinstatement because I didn't know any of this stuff. Nobody tells you how to be a CEO, how to be an entrepreneur or a business owner. You're just out here figuring it out. So that's the beauty in all of this, right? Is that we're all just figuring it out. What works for you may work for you. What works for me may work for me. So I'm sharing with you guys within the Fashionpreneur Diaries what works for me, what works for some of the businesses I'm affiliated with, and some of my friends and family that are entrepreneurs will be sharing many stories to come as well. So you'll be hearing so many different stories. So understand that there's no right way to be an entrepreneur. You're going to get a lot of cheat codes within the Fashionpreneur Diaries, right? But nothing's really going to get you there until you understand that what works for you may not work for me. And that's okay. That's the beauty in it, right? So first thing, hire an accountant. I used to operate, you couldn't tell me anything. When I first got irregular exposure, I got the LLC when I was 16 years old. My mother bought it for me for my 16th birthday. And you could not tell me anything. You could not tell me that I was not a million-dollar entity at this time because I thought having an LLC was it. No, you actually have to profit and now grow this business into something, right? So I started making money in high school. I was sewing prom gowns and things like that. And I wasn't really separating my money. I didn't understand what I was doing yet. I just didn't know. So a few years into having a business, I realized, okay, I want to start separating my funds even further. So I set up a checking account as well as a savings account for regular exposure. Then come so many other streams of revenue. I created my factory. I created the Fashionpreneur Academy. We created so many different entities to what we were already offering. And I just looked at it as things that came kind of to the side when I was looking at my overall business. Irregular exposure was always my main focus. So anything else outside of that, I didn't even consider it revenue. I didn't know what I was doing, but I literally was making money in other streams. I had a wholesale store. I was doing all these things and all the money was coming into the irregular exposure account. Big no-no. I had no way to say, hey, this is how much the factory is producing. This is how much your wholesale store is producing. I had no way to separate. And I was really confused about where the profit was really coming from. So I was working with an accountant in Baltimore and she never had informed me of, you know, the need to separate the businesses. And I didn't see a need, you know, with her being my financial advisor and God, I'm like, let's just keep everything how it is. You know, we never really focused on separating income, at least not on paper. And then I hired a new accountant as I transitioned. I wanted to have somebody that was more in the books and by the book. And my first accountant was awesome. My second accountant is awesome as well. And his name is Ephraim. Like I said, he's based in Houston. And his name on Instagram, if you guys want to check him out, is Ephraim CPA. He does have a lot of qualifications. I think you have to gross at least 5 figures a month now for you to operate and work with him. So he's working with growing entrepreneurs that are at that 10K mark a month or more. And I had found him because I saw that he spoke at a friend of mine's event. And I was like, wow, he is going in. She was on live sharing, you know, everything he was talking about. And I'm like, whoa, I need to connect with him. So we have a call. I tell him how my businesses are structured right now. And he's like, no, we need to separate these businesses. Every single one of your businesses needs to have its own account. So I'm going to explain to you guys what that looks like. But overall, hire an accountant. The reason I even know what I'm talking about right now is because I have a great accountant. So hire an accountant. Super, super imperative to your success. And I encourage you guys to look for someone locally that you could literally pull up at their office and have those meetings in person and build an intimate relationship, because there's nothing more intimate than your doctor's appointments and your bank visits. All right. So I understand you want to get somebody that you're comfortable with. So I encourage you to look locally. If not, definitely have someone that has virtual access and hours that coincide with your needs. Next tip I wanted to give you guys, create a desired profit spreadsheet. All right. Within the Fashionpreneur Academy, I have a desired profit spreadsheet. I'm happy to share with you guys. If you're a client here, just email me. You know the private client email. If you're not a client yet, once you become a client, I'm happy to share this spreadsheet with you. But Ephraim's team made this spreadsheet for me. I have two spreadsheets. One I created, and then with that, Ephraim then created my budgeted spreadsheet. So my budget spreadsheet is basically my desired profit. It says how much I want to make in every stream of revenue for that month. And if I can literally plug and play, so I can put in any number. I want to make $30,000. I want to make $5,000, right? It'll show me based off of my expenses how much I actually need to produce to actually bring home $5,000. So if I want to bring home $5,000 a month, I might need to make $12,500 because of my expenses. I might need to make $8,500 because of my rent. Like, it could be anything. So you want to make sure you're accounting for all of your expenses. And that spreadsheet literally has changed my life. It's all based on percentages. It's literally plug and play. And you'll be able to see how much it's going to actually cost to operate your business. It's not free to run a business at all, product or service based. So you guys will be able to understand that concept from that spreadsheet. So private clients, please feel free to email me at the private client email, and I'll share that spreadsheet with you guys, because this is something you'll benefit from. And I'll be sure that one of our upcoming masterclasses covers this. So if you want to be a part of that, be sure to email us, info@thefashionpreneuracademy.com, and I'll fill you in as well. All right. Now, another tip I wanted to give you guys, own your super corp. So a lot of us are so focused on now, and we're going to get into the future of fashion in an upcoming episode as well. But we're so focused on what's happening now that we're forgetting to prepare generational wealth, right? And when you're preparing generational wealth, you're creating your next business entity. So like I said, I have four entities, nine streams, right? A little bit over nine at this point. But all of them aren't million-dollar businesses, right? I want you guys to understand they have to grow from zero. Everything I have grew from nothing, all right? So a super corp is basically a corporation that owns all of your businesses, and it really helps from a tax standpoint. All right. Now, Ephraim didn't teach me this, but somebody in real estate that's a mentor of my brother's taught me this, and he helped me understand that you have to own a super corp, own your businesses. Remember, integrate. So think about the needs of your business and realize that you have other businesses. So if I'm a fashion designer, what are the processes for me to design? And I want you guys to think about this right now. You should be answering this question in your head. Like, think about it. If I'm a designer, what do I need? I need fabric. I need a factory to design my products. I need sewing machines to even sew the garments, right? Like, I need so many different things. So my factory is called the Fashionpreneur Agency, but Irregular Exposure is a client of that agency. Irregular Exposure is my clothing line. Irregular Girl is my wholesale store, right? Both of these stores are, they need their products manufactured to survive. So they hire the agency to do that. So Irregular Exposure pays the agency. Literally, we pay the agency. So we pay a service fee to the agency. That agency is still my company, but that's dollars going out of one company into another. Right? Any marketing services, we pay that to the agency. And this really helps with taxes because it's the same ownership. All right. And there's a couple other reasons that I'll have to get more information on for you guys. But overall, it's a tax. It's really a tax relief system by owning your businesses. So if you have any other businesses, if you have more than one business, own a super corp, own a corporation that owns your LLCs. All right. You guys might see this with a few different companies. I saw this as well with a company called Blavity. You guys may know about Blavity. They're like the most amazing media company. And I'm really excited to be going to Summit 21 really soon. It's coming up in LA, and then they're also doing it in Atlanta in June 2020. So Summit 21 is awesome. It is amazing. It's all about creators and influencers coming and collaborating overall. So it's a really dope event. But long story short, the company Blavity is a corporation that owns 2190, all these different media companies, 2190, Travel Noir. It literally owns so many companies. And it's like, I think it's like five different media companies they house. And Blavity is the super corp, right? And then it owns all these different events. Afrotech is another one of their events. So Google it, you know, and see how many different companies this one company owns. So it's all about ownership and integration. And I think that that's super important as well. So that's another tip for you guys. Alrighty, now for our questions. All right, so great questions today when it comes to accounting. First question, how much do you need to start a fashion brand? Another question I receive is, what are the smartest ways to invest your money to grow your business, right? And then how do I pay myself? All right, so first thing, how much do you need to start a fashion brand? Guys, this varies, but you don't need a lot. First thing, The first thing I did to start my fully manufactured line, I went and got a credit card. I went to Capital One, I applied for a credit card, and I got a $10,000 credit card. That's what really started this for me. So credit is so powerful. And if we invest into credit versus, of course, cash on hand is great as well, but credit can get you very far. I know people that own real estate without ever putting in any of their own dimes. That's all through credit. So invest in your credit and you will see a lot of great results there as well. Now, when it comes to starting a fashion brand, you have to consider, what are you starting exactly? Are you starting a product-based fashion business or a service? We always, you know, affiliate brands with products, but sometimes a brand isn't a service as well. So understand, what are you offering? Are you doing styling services, consulting services? Are you a designer, a boutique owner? What are you really offering overall? And what you need to do is really price out everything you need to get started. I can't really just answer that for you and say it's going to cost you $5K. You know, if you want to start a boutique, look it up and see how much Shopify costs per month, or Wix, whatever platform you're using. If you know you need an email list, look up MailChimp and see how much MailChimp costs per month. If you need a phone system, look it up. Look up grasshopper.com and see how much an 800 number costs. You can go the free route of Google Voice, get a free phone number. See how much each thing needs that you know you need to start. You're not going to know everything. You know you need to ship the product. You need a place where the person can purchase the product. That's the bare essentials right there. So make sure that you at least price for the bare essentials, and that's how much you need to start. Look on these wholesale sites and see how much it costs for average inventory and calculate how much new product is you actually require. Like, I only think you need about 5 to 7 styles to get started. So calculate what those looks are going to cost you. Like, literally sit there and calculate it. So you have to come up with that answer. And I think so much we've become so reliant on other people to give us the answers. We don't simply do the research. Only you can tell you to a T how much it's going to cost you to start your business. All right. A LLC is different. A trademark is different. It depends on so many different variables within your city, your country, your state. So you have to do the research there and see how much it's going to cost you based off of what you want to do. So before you answer that question, ask yourself, what is it that you want to do? And calculate, sit there and calculate, go to these websites. It'll take only a few minutes to just log in and see how much this stuff will cost you. All right. Now, what are the smartest ways to invest your money to grow your business? Great question. When it comes to investing, I am always reinvesting. It's literally like a clock with going around and around and around and around over and over again, a new day every day, right? That's what time is. That's what reinvesting is. It's literally the same equation. So you're always going to be reinventing the wheel and expanding it. You're trying to get more value with offering a lot of the same things, right? So when it comes to investing any of your money, you want to consider, what is your next step? Again, I encourage you to look at your business and see what ownership you have within the steps to even produce the final product. So if you're in the music industry, for example, I know a lot of artists in the music industry. If you're an artist, what are the steps required? You have to go to a studio. You have to usually hire a producer. I don't know every step, but I know that there's a lot of steps before we get a finished product. There's publishing involved. There are so many businesses before we get to the final product. So think about the steps before you get to the final product, and that's where you could be investing. Another thing we all should be investing in overall is real estate. I like to look for investment opportunities that are never going away, stuff that people always need. People always need somewhere to live. People will always need the bare minimal of clothing. People don't have to spend $1 million on Gucci and Chanel, but you will always need the essentials for clothing. So products being produced are never going anywhere. Industrial manufacturing is never going anywhere, ever. It might be going into a different location, a different country, but it's not going anywhere. The process is not going anywhere. Supermarkets. I've even looked into investing in supermarkets, owning stock in supermarkets. Like, you can literally invest in so many things through stocks that are so low. So I encourage you guys to invest your money into things that are not going anywhere before you just invest into your business. And overall, again, invest in your business. I like to put 30% aside for marketing within my business. Sometimes I even go a little bit over that to like 35 to 40%, depending on what it is we're marketing at the time. But the power of looking at your sequence is so great for your business right now. And you have to check the market to see what's coming in the future. Like I said, apparel development isn't going anywhere, but the wholesale industry is shifting, right? So if you decide you want to open a wholesale store, you have to think about what that looks like from a apparel development process. So just get to know your sequences and invest in things outside of fashion. But real estate is a great investment. Let's say you want to have a boutique. You could own the showroom space on the bottom level, and you might have three more levels above you where you can rent out apartment space, and you're literally within this space for free because everybody else is paying you rent. Like, ownership is really the key to success. Just owning. Ownership is the key to success, guys. So make sure that you're investing in ownership overall. And then how do I pay myself? So I'm an employee of my business. I highly encourage you guys to be employees of your business. And I'm going to explain to you guys a little further today how to effectively pay yourself, but also pay your business back. All right, so let's get into the 5 bank accounts that are needed for you to really effectively see your money. I want you guys to write this stuff down. These are major gems being dropped right here. My accountant gave me this sequence and it changed my life. All right, so there are 5 accounts that you want to open per business. So if you have one business right now, open 5 accounts. All right, if you already have one account, that means you just need to open 4 more. So I know for me, I already had a checkings and a savings for one of my businesses, right? Now I went and opened 4 more so I can have 5 total. So you have your first account, which is your revenue account. This is where all the money comes into the business. So if you have an online store, you're getting paid through Shopify, Stripe, PayPal, whatever platform you're using, the money's coming in. That's all that account is for, is for money to come in. That's it. Never go out unless it's a transfer, but just money coming in. So all your money comes into that first account. Now the next account you need is a operating expense account. All of these accounts are checkings accounts too, guys. I think I have 1 savings, but the rest are checkings. All right, so I have a savings account, but these here are all checking accounts. All right, so I have my revenue account, right? That's where all the money comes into the business. No matter what platform they pay through, that's where the money comes in. Then I have an operating expense account. I also have a owner's pay account, taxes, and profit. So I have my revenue account, number 1. Number 2 is operating expenses. Number 3 is owner's pay. Number 4 is taxes. And number 5 is profit. All right. So I'm going to break down what all these different accounts are. Again, the revenue account is simply where the money comes into. So this is the account that is linked to your PayPal, your Stripe, your Shopify, POS systems, Square, whatever you use to collect money from your clientele, from your consumer. This is the account that goes into. Now, every 1st and the 15th of the month, you disperse that money that comes into revenue and you separate it. I don't care if you made $25, you separate it using this formula, okay? This is how you can see how much your business is actually profiting and if you can really afford to sustain your business without putting yourself into a bind. All right, so the 1st and the 15th, you do these transfers. All right, you're going to put 70% of the revenue, 70% into your operating expenses. 70% goes back into the business. You're going to give 10% to yourself for owner's pay. You're going to transfer 15% for taxes, and you're going to transfer 5% for profit. Operating expenses is literally your money to operate. This is the account the money comes out of for your MailChimp, for your Shopify, for billing, right? This is where all the money comes out of. This is the account that money comes out of. This is the only debit card that you need access to, really, because this is the only account you're using to operate. This is the only account you're using to operate. All right, so 70%. All right. Then you have owner's pay. That's your money. So I pay myself 10% commission of everything that we produce. So 10%, that's not a lot. 10%. If I want to get that percentage up and see it more, see more revenue for myself, that means that I need to get my operating expenses down overall. That's really the secret. Okay. So 10% is my pay. I'm still an employee of my business. So I do get a check every 2 weeks, but it's super low after taxes. So this 10% is how I survive. I don't pay myself anything extra. I don't give myself anything additional. I don't live off credit. I literally live off that 10%. All right. Then taxes, 15% is put into my tax account. 15%, guys. Now that tax account is literally for paying taxes every quarter or at the end of the year. I build it up and I pay my taxes every quarter using that account. So that way I already have that money put to the side. And when it's time to pay taxes, it's there. Okay. 15%. And then profit is 5%. That profit is a bonus to yourself every quarter. Every 3 months, I transfer the profit to my own account. All right. So that's literally the breakdown. And I'm an employee of my business. So I still get paid every 2 weeks. It's not much, but I get paid 10% commission. All right. And then that profit is a bonus to myself. You need to make sure you're getting paid. You need to make sure you're paying yourself. I talk to people all the time that tell me, oh, I've been in business 5 years. I've never been paid. You're working. You're an employee. You should be paid. Even if it's not a lot, even if you're just surviving, the first thing you guys want to do is be able to survive. So I want you guys to calculate your survival numbers for homework here. All right. Do a little bit of homework. Calculate your survival number. This is how much it costs to be you a month. Calculate your gas, your groceries, car insurance, car note. If you have kids, daycare, like whatever it may be, cost how much, really calculate how much it costs to be you each month. That is how much you want to start producing per month. Or that should be the first goal. The first goal shouldn't be to, you know, see this wealth. That's not realistic. The first goal is simply to survive. Once we get past survival, we'll be able to see a lot more fruits of our labor. All right. But literally, guys, remember these accounts. These are gems right here. And remember that desired profit spreadsheet is going to help you guys as well. Okay. So I hope this was helpful. I know this wasn't a lot of, I guess it was definitely very detailed, but it wasn't super long or super lengthy, but I think we got straight to the point. So please let me know, guys, if you have questions, please send them to info@thefashionpreneuracademy.com. I will be going into more detail in regards to marketing and what to do with that marketing budget on my masterclass this upcoming week. So please visit thefashionpreneuracademy.com or click the link in my bio on Instagram. My Instagram is irregular_Jess. You'll see the link to the masterclass. Also, I would love to hop on a call with you privately and discuss your goals in the fashion industry. So you are definitely able to schedule a call with me privately as well at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. So this was great, guys. Thank you so much for listening, as always, to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Be sure to like and subscribe and rate this podcast. Also, follow us on social media, as I always say. My Instagram is irregular_Jess. Check out our business profiles as well, Irregular Exposure, as well as Fashionpreneur Academy on Instagram. But I will talk to you guys on my next entry. Talk to you soon.